SBS Radio.
Prime Minister Netanyahu travelled to the Black Sea resort town of Sochi on Thursday to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They discussed military coordination between Moscow and Jerusalem and Israel's efforts to prevent Tehran from entrenching itself in Syria. Netanyahu said security coordination between us is always important, but it is particularly important at this time. He spoke of the sharp increase in the number of Iranian attempts to attack Israel from Syria. Thursday's meeting was the 13th time the two leaders have met since November 2015. In his comments, Netanyahu said bilateral relations have never been better. He cited two reasons. More than 1 million Russian speakers live in Israel, building a human bridge between the two countries, and the direct relationship between himself and Putin. The timing of the trip, less than 2 weeks before the elections, was seen as an attempt to woo the Russian vote away from rival Avigdor Lieberman. US President Donald Trump said on Thursday that he does not believe a report that Israel was likely behind the placement of devices in the vicinity of the White House that can capture cell phone calls. The Politico news outlet reported on Thursday that the FBI had determined Israel was responsible for the placement of cell phone surveillance equipment near the White House and at other sensitive locations in Washington, D.C. Trump said, "My relationship with Israel has been great. Anything is possible," he conceded, "but I don't believe it." Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz said on Friday that Israel will return to Jordan two pieces of land along the border. Jordan announced last year it would not renew clauses in the 1994 peace treaty between the countries, granting Israel 25-year leases on the agricultural lands. Amman later said it received a request from the Israeli government to hold formal negotiations on the futures of the land, known in Israel as Naharaim in the north and Sofar enclave in the south, but efforts to guarantee continued access to the areas were unsuccessful. Steinitz was asked if there was any chance Israel would be able to retain access to the land, and he answered that this was a special clause in the peace treaty and that the areas are part of Jordan, but Israeli farmers had been given a special concession to work them. Hamas on Wednesday gloated over a rocket attack the night before, which forced Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to interrupt a live broadcast of a campaign speech while he took cover, saying the missiles had struck at the heart of Israel and shaken its image. Hamas official Mahmoud al-Zahar told the Gaza-based Dunya al-Watan news site, "Everyone saw Netanyahu fleeing because of the resistance's strikes. This incident is significant because the resistance has made it all the way to the heart of the Israeli occupation and Netanyahu." Two rockets were fired at Ashdod and Ashkelon from Gaza on Tuesday evening. Both were intercepted by the Iron Dome air defense system. Israeli jets targeted 15 sites in the Gaza Strip in retaliation overnight. The so-called camera bill to allow political parties to bring recording devices into polling stations was unable to advance past a preliminary vote on Wednesday. The bill was championed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, despite opposition from the Attorney General, the head of the Central Elections Committee, and the Knesset's legal advisor. Likud had argued that the bill was necessary to prevent what it claims is rampant voting fraud in some Arab communities, while critics have said it was designed to suppress voter turnout among Arab Israelis. The legislation, which would have amended one of Israel's quasi-constitutional basic laws, needed the support of 61 lawmakers to move forward. The bid failed 58-0, with all opposition members abstaining. The final polls released ahead of next week's elections, that is on Tuesday, indicated that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is closer to being able to form a right-wing coalition, but still falls just short of the mark. In the surveys released on Friday, which was the last day polls were allowed to be published before Tuesday's vote, Netanyahu's Likud party and its rival Kahol Levan are in a dead heat. However, Netanyahu's potential right-wing coalition moved up to 59 and 58 seats in the respective surveys, indicating that momentum was with them in the final days before the elections. Central Election Committee Chairman Hanan Meltzer on Thursday fined Prime Minister Netanyahu and his Likud party. Meltzer ordered them to pay 15,000 shekels to Kahol Levan and the same amount to the Democratic camp. The two parties have petitioned the committee over Netanyahu's Tuesday night press conference, in which he announced that he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements in the Jordan Valley if he is re-elected on Tuesday. Under Israeli law, during the election period, candidates may not make campaign statements in live television or radio broadcasts, as they are specific scheduled times during which all party campaign advertisements are aired. A senior Likud party official said on Thursday that the chances that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would appoint Itamar Ben-Gvir as a minister in the next government were not realistic. Ben-Gvir, the head of the extremist Otzma Yehudit party, is a disciple of the late racist Rabbi Meir Kahane. He said earlier in the day that if his party makes it into the Knesset in next week's elections, he would demand to be made a minister in exchange for support. For the first time, some polls showed Otzma Yehudit crossing the electoral threshold and gaining 4 seats. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Friday he was imploring right-wing Israelis not to vote for Otzma Yehudit. He said, "Don't throw your vote in the trash." Of all the polls commissioned by Likud, Netanyahu said only one showed Otzma Yehudit entering the Knesset. Left-wing parties yesterday warned that they were in danger of being erased from the Knesset, and they blamed Kahol Levan for a strategy they said would destroy any chance of unseating Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In recent days, Kahol Levan, led by Benny Gantz, has been urging voters in the centre-left bloc to focus on strengthening its hand in the national vote, rather than supporting smaller parties. Labour Gesher and the Democratic camp, which have been polling respectively 5 and 6 seats, are the targets. Israel issued an administrative order banning settler activist Nareya Zarug from entering the northern West Bank, including his home on the settlement of Yitzhar, for 3 months. According to defense sources, Zarug is a dangerous, violent, and extreme activist who is well known to security forces in the area. He was banned from entering the region because of recent violent acts against both Palestinians and the security forces. Zarug, who is a goat herd in the area, says he is working against the Palestinian efforts to take control in the region. An Israeli soldier who specializes in locating Gaza terror tunnels has moved to kibbutz Kerem Shalom, which borders the Gaza Strip, and has brought 28 other young Israelis with him. The soldier, who cannot be identified, serves in the IDF in the area of the kibbutz and decided to move to the community after seeing that the security situation was pushing residents away. He didn't want to move alone and sent out a request for volunteers to join him on WhatsApp. Hundreds responded, and 28 other soldiers eventually made the move with him. This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem, and wishing everybody a happy Election Day on Tuesday.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.